Congressional committees are scrambling to meet an August 1st deadline to pass the Affordable Health Choices Act of 2009. Today, the Ways and Means Committee voted to approve partially paying for the overhaul with new taxes on families making more than $350,000 a year, if cost savings aren't enough. But Kine says they're not yet, which is why he voted no.
But one thing is going to be clear. If health care reform does pass, it will be paid for. It will not add one nickel to the deficit.
Kine says the proposal does not change the current way medical care is handled,
where doctors get paid based on the number of tests and procedures ordered, as opposed to whether it helps the patient or not. That would be a fundamental, significant shift in our entire health care system. And I believe it's the key to bringing costs down so we can afford it, and more importantly, afford extending coverage to the people who can't afford it today.
The La Crosse Democrat points to regional places the care philosophy has changed.
You know, the hospitals in the Chippewa Valley, the Mayo Clinic, Marshfield Clinic, these places are receiving national attention right now through the coordinated integrated care systems that they've implemented, which has significantly increased the quality of patient care while reducing costs. And we're saying, let's take those models and apply them nationwide.
For Democrats to get this passed by August 1st, the conservative Blue Dog Democrats and Kine's group, the New Democrat Coalition, will have to be convinced to vote for it. Otherwise, Kine says a new health reform proposal can wait. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.